This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us, and we're talking about domestic engineering. We're talking about five-minute university lessons. Kathy, I was reading an article about the Smothers Brothers, and one of them passed away. And Here's what the article said. This is verbatim. This is a quote. This is not me misspeaking. This is a quote of the article. Quote, Tom and Dick began performing as the Smothers Brothers in 1959 as they wanted to be folk musicians, but the older brother did not feel he was good enough to be a professional musician, but was funny enough to comedy, end quote.
Oh.
I don't know if these people are not paying attention or it's written by AI, but it says, quote, but the older brother did not feel he was good enough to be a professional musician.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's on Daily Mail. That's a huge publication. And I don't know if these are young people that aren't paying attention, or they're hiring senile people, or it's written by AI. I don't know, but I'm seeing more and more and more mistakes like this, where the wrong words, I mean, not even close. I think they meant musician, but they said museum. So, class, you're gonna see more and more of this as we move people away from being professionals in their trade and replace them with machines. And I can't stand it because I'll be typing along and on my computer, and it will replace words that are just not the right words. And I want to turn it off. I'd like it to, you know, recommend if I have a, if it thinks I made a typographical error, I'd like it to tell me, but I really don't want it to replace words for me. So I want to do that, you know, manually myself. Kathy, are you seeing any of this?
Oh, it's all the time. I mean, I know people are sending me emails and texts, and I'm sure that unless you go back and reread it, and these people are intelligent, but we have a religious, like, bookstore-type place here, and it's a local one, and instead of being that name, it's self-corrected or spell-checked it to say Rogers instead of the person's name. And I knew what she meant, but she obviously typed it in, and it went back and changed it. So you have to go back and look at them, or you don't really know what they're going to end up doing. So I agree, Vince. I see it all the time, and I try to go back and look at my messages before I send them.
Yeah, yeah. There's what's that rule? There's plenty of time to get it right the second time. Because people are in a hurry. And we are seeing more and more accidents on the road because people are in a hurry. It just started to have some snow flurries last evening. And Bam was coming back to the farm. And I said, when he got home, I said, so how are the roads? He said, well, they're fine. So he was in a parking lot picking up some equipment. And what he did was, you know, where it's clear, he would step on the accelerator to see what kind of traction he had. Then he would step on the brakes to see if he'd go into a slide. That's before, you know, getting out where lots of people are on the road, just to see what the traction's like. That's what I do, too. It's not like I do donuts and spin out and things like that. I just want to know what the traction is before I venture out. I do that at the farm. I do that when I'm coming back if, you know, the weather changes. That's just what we do. That's you could call it defensive driving. You could call that careful driving. Well, he said the roads were pretty good. He didn't have any trouble with traction. I said, so were there any accidents? He said, yeah, there were four. There were four accidents. Four accidents in 60 miles. And people just slid off the road. Now, how is that possible? Well, there are a couple factors that would contribute to that. Texting and driving. Distracted driving. Driving too fast for weather conditions. Equipment that is not commensurate to the task, like ball tires. But I don't see that too often. I mean, we see ball tires once in a while. But typically, it's people driving too fast. Too fast for weather conditions. And they're the ones that have accidents. And what I'm reading about on the internet is more and more head-on collisions. People either driving the wrong way down a one-way road, or they're driving in the wrong lane, or they're passing in a no-passing zone because they can't stand the person in front of them not going faster than the speed limit. We see this all the time. We even see people going through intersections, just driving straight through a stop sign, you know, at road speed. I'm not talking about slowing down, looking both ways, saying, wow, nobody's coming for miles. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who just drive right through a stop sign as if it's not a stop sign. They go through an intersection, and there are crashes because people just don't seem to be. I don't know how you miss a stop sign, but people seem to miss them. Kathy, are you seeing that kind of thing in Ohio as well?
I do, Vince. We live pretty, not as rural as you do, but we have a few areas where we have like state routes. And they just go, you can just keep going. You know, most of the time you don't have to stop. And those are the ones that I'm most concerned about because people get mesmerized when they're on those routes. And when those are the busier of the rural roads, and I always caution my kids or my friends, when you get to these certain roads, even though you don't have the stop signs, pay attention because people get like road mesmerized or something, and there's numerous accidents on those roads, and I still don't understand why. You know, there's one that is pretty popular. It intersects with another state route, and there is a stop sign there. That's the one that there's a lot of accidents. I pretty much avoid that intersection. I'll go down a little bit closer to home and using a different route. But, Vince, I think you're right. I think now with the phones and the car and people being distracted, it's even worse.
Yeah, and I'm actually advocating really, really stiff penalties. If someone causes an accident, someone dies because a person was distracted on a cell phone, I think this is going to sound terrible. But if someone is just not paying attention, distracted driving, and kills someone else, execution. It sounds really hard. But what about that family who has lost the breadwinner, the family who's lost that father or that mother, or the family who, or the whole family's wiped out? You know, there are catastrophic downstream results from when people are killed. And a lot of people are killed needlessly. And as I mentioned, my father was in a crash. A guy fell asleep at the wheel, crossed over the double yellow line, and my father went up an embankment to get away from this guy who was coming right at him. And the guy still crashed into him. months and months and months, surgical trauma, intensive care, and it cost us our family business, our computer manufacturing business. I had to give it away. So, I mean, and so what happens? The insurance company said, oh, no. So he didn't fall asleep at the wheel. No. He was dead. He was driving dead. And we don't insure dead people. So we're not going to pay you. We're not going to pay your father's medical bills, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's the kind of stuff that happens. So when people are driving, texting, it makes me crazy. I don't have a cell phone. And some people think that they have the right to keep calling and calling people who have cell phones because they have a cell phone. You know, the guy that calls has a cell phone, and the guy that calling has a cell phone. And they think it's okay to call anytime, anywhere. And people actually have jobs. And some people have jobs, and they get calls on their cell phones while they're working from people who are not with them. Make sure you get that loaf of bread. And so what are you doing? Oh, where are you? I'm working. Oh, really? What are you doing? I mean, nobody needs this. Cell phones, are, I guess, could be a nice tool in an emergency, but it has become a distraction in so many ways. People who are bored use their cell phone and call other people because they want to be not bored. So they tie up the other person. I can't stand it. I can't stand it when people call me and have nothing to say because I'm busy. I'm not bored. And because they're bored, really should not impact me. And when I used to have a cell phone, people would call me. This is, probably close to a decade ago now. People would call me, and I go, why call me? Well, I was just kind of, bored. So you're bored, and you call me because I'm your entertainment? Is that what you're saying? I'm busy. That's the way I look at it. I think the cell phone has become one of the worst things that's ever happened. People don't know how to read maps anymore because they have cell phones. They don't wear watches anymore because they have cell phones. They're really distracted. They don't know how to spell. I don't think people have bookshelves in their houses anymore, Kathy. Who the heck wants books, right? Big clunky book. We could have the whole thing right on your cell phone until the internet goes down. Then you've got nothing. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think that when the grid suffers from all of these electric vehicles or from a coronal mass ejection or from just a mistake, people are going to lose their minds because their cell phones aren't going to work. And that's they bet everything. They bet the farm on the communication capability of their cell phone. They don't have spell. They don't have ad. They don't know where anything is. They don't know how to get there. They don't know how to get back. They can't plan because the cell phone has removed all of that need to plan. And any comments about that, Kathy? Do you see any of that?
Vince, I do. And I think it's a shame. I'm glad that I had books growing up. I was a young girl, and my mom used to take us to the library. And I would come back with stacks of books. And I just grew to love books. And I would sit under our oak tree. And I think I fell asleep a few times. My mom couldn't find me. And I just read books. And I still love books. I don't like reading them on my phone or on a laptop. I just like the paper.
I agree. And I used to think it was almost a sin to write in books. Not anymore. I use pencil. But I write in my books.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next prize. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. And Kathy, we don't talk a lot about the news, but here's something that we probably should mention. So, Pizza Hut just laid off 1,200 delivery drivers in California. And you might not think that's really important. It certainly is to the people who are laid off. But why did that happen? It happened because the governor of California signed into law a new minimum wage, $20 an hour for fast food workers. So I want you to think about that. I remember the minimum wage at like $1.35 when I was young. And so what has happened is the minimum wage is so high that Pizza Hut can't afford it. So they laid off 1,200 delivery drivers. That is just the tip of the iceberg. So what will happen next? Well, you know, the other fast food joints are going to say $20 an hour for flipping burgers. I guess we're going to have to raise the price of burgers and french fries and milkshakes and sodas and everything else we do. So that's going to ripple right through all of the fast food industry in California. It's really sad. So instead of, I don't know what they were making, but whatever the drivers were making, they're not going to make any of that now. So instead of making a little less or a lot less, they're going to make nothing because they've been laid off. Because the governor said, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to make sure you all get a raise. Except you all got fired. This is nuts. This is what's happening all across the country. This is happening with electric vehicles. Ford just decided they're going to halt production on the electric Mustang. You know, some people think an electric Mustang is a really cool thing. Well, Ford just decided that we're having trouble selling these things. We're having trouble making these things. We're having trouble charging these things. It makes no sense. So let's not make them. Now that does make sense, not making them. That's where we are today. We are being forced to do things that by the governments that have no business doing these things. If the free market were working, very few people would buy electric vehicles because where do you charge them? They only go a couple hundred miles. And tomorrow we're going to report what's happening with Tesla. Wheels are falling off. Steering systems are breaking. These things are dangerous. It's not been reported, but we're going to report it tomorrow. Kathy, any comments about the minimum wage? And what, are you seeing any of these ripples? Are you seeing the cost of things going up because people are demanding to make more and more and more money or being paid more? Is any of that happening out your way?
You know, Vince, it's terrible. It's really terrible. If you're going to give somebody $20 an hour for minimum wage, then what are you going to pay everyone else? Everything is going to go up, or they're going to go out of business. But what about the people at the grocery store? What about the person who works in an office? They're going to have to get more than $20 an hour, or they'll say, well, shoot, I'll just go flip burgers. And I did a calculation. I took, and this was with four children and two adults. I went on the website and I looked under Chick-fil-A, and for six people, it was $68 for lunch if you were going to get that. Now, that included a drink. I guess if you didn't get the drink, you know, it'd be less. But I just thought, okay, if you're traveling and you say, we're going to stop and get something to drink and we're going to get meals for everyone, $68. And, you know, Vince, we have a family-owned, it's like, think of like an outdoor, well, it's indoor, but in the summer they open it up. It's like a farmer's market. And it's a family-owned business. There's three businesses open. And I think the dad owns one and two sons own the other. And one of them had to close because of a lady backed into an older lady hit the gas instead of reverse. And she hit the building and they had to rebuild it. So he had to shut down for like a year. And he reopened in October and he closed. He just couldn't make it. He said, I can't make it. He closed within less than 2 months.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
It's happening all over the country. Businesses are closing. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. You won't believe the businesses that are closing. And we'll tell you what they are when we come back. Kathy's with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Did President Biden play a role in his son's non-cooperation with a congressional subpoena? House Republicans are currently probing allegations that he may have advised his son, Hunter Biden, not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. Senior U.S. officials from the Biden administration took part in what's being called a very productive meeting with their Mexican counterparts yesterday about migration. In southwest Miami-Dade County, yesterday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man and left a woman hospitalized. The victims have not been identified. Fox News anchor and reporter Matt Napolitano passed away at the age of 33 in New York City after a brief illness. His husband, Ricky Whitcomb, saying he had been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease almost 2 decades ago. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
That is close. In class, the reason we're going to teach this component of our class today is to show you that it really is serious. This is the proof. And when we tell you to prepare, this is what we're talking about. Now, these are people who have lost their jobs. These are people who their income disappeared. These are buildings that may remain vacant. This is just one more dot in the connection of the economy failing and our country spiraling down. Things are not getting better. They're worse. So here's some of the proof. Store closings. Bed, Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy in the early part of this year. and it closed 896 of its stores by mid-year, Bed Bath & Beyond. CVS. CVS, the CEO of CVS, the drugstore, the drug chain, plans to close 900 stores by 2026. 900 stores. Foot Locker. Now, I don't think there's a requirement that you go to Foot Locker, but they sell footwear, right? They are closing 545 stores this year. This year's almost over. Then, I guess additionally, they're going to close as many as 420 underperforming stores in shopping malls in 3 years. About 2 years, 2026. Champ Sports locations, they're closing 125 stores. Now, these are stores. These are not just individual people that are losing their jobs. These are everybody that works in that store losing his or her job. Rite Aid is closing 154 stores as it is in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. How's that possible? How is it possible that with all the sick people that there are and all the people who have insurance, that drugstores are closing? How is that possible? But it's happening. Party City, nobody needs to go to Party City, right? But they file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in January. And they announced a month later that they were going to close 22 stores nationwide. Now, I previously operated more than 800 stores. But prior to the announcement of closing 22 stores, it already closed 28 stores. That's 50 stores. Target is closing 4 stores in locations such as Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Minneapolis. That's 2 stores for Target. I'm sorry, 4 stores. Banana Republic, which is NGAP, 46 stores. They're closing 46 stores. Macy's, closing 4. Where are they closing them? Los Angeles. Fort Collins, Colorado. Oahu, Hawaii. And Gaithersburg, Maryland. There are a lot of people in all those places. Walmart. How is it possible that a Walmart store would close, right? Well, they announced the plans to close 22 stores. And 8 of them are in Illinois, Georgia, and Oregon. Now, there's others in Washington, D.C., Arkansas, Hawaii, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, New Mexico, Texas, Wisconsin, Virginia, and Washington State. What's causing this? Theft. And customers. Lack of customers. And high costs. And inflation. And taxes. Walgreens plans to close 150 stores. Another pharmacy. We've used the Walgreens, you know, in the area, and you can't get anybody on the phone. And then when you do get someone, they're hostile. They used to be really pleasant. I think they're bringing in people that they might have said, you know, you're too hostile to work here, so we're going to have to let you go. And then they can't find anybody to work there, so they say, you know what, even though you're too hostile, we'll have to bring you back. And maybe if you're hostile to enough customers, we won't have the backlog that we have now. Because you'll drive those customers someplace else. Best Buy. Best Buy is closing 20 of its well, between 20 and 30 of its large format stores this year. This year only has a couple days left, right? Tuesday morning, closing 487 stores. Bath and Body Works. Now, nobody needs to go there either, right? Well, nobody needs to go to Tuesday morning, I guess, either, or Best Buy. But Bath and Body Works is closing 50 stores. That's after they closed 48 stores last year. Big Lots. Big Lots is closing 7 stores. Amazon. Amazon Go and Amazon Fresh. They're closing 9 stores. The Real Real. They're closing 6 stores. Christmas Tree Shops. I don't know who needs to go there. They're closing 82 stores. Dick's Sporting Goods. 11 stores. They plan to close 11 of its 14. Little or Lidl. They're closing 11. This is big news. Is it really making the news? These people are not going to have jobs. That's a lot of stores. Kathy, are you seeing stores closing in your area? Are you seeing, you know, papered over windows and abandoned stores and just business? I mean, you mentioned one that you know of for sure. Are there others?
You know, Vince, I am, and I can't tell you, both of the Bed Bath and Beyond closed last year. We don't have any anymore. And there, even at Christmas time, I did go into Penny's to buy a couple men's shirts. And it, normally you would think it's really busy at Christmas time, and it wasn't. Wasn't really busy at all, but I just heard that Joann Fabrics, I don't know if they're filing for bankruptcy, they're reorganizing, I'm not sure, but in our area, that's the only fabric store, and we do have a little bit. There is a small department at Hobby Lobby has one, and I think a couple of our Walmarts have small. They don't have very much, but they do have some basic things there. But the bigger picture to that is if the fabric stores are closing and they can't make a go of it. And the fabric has gotten very expensive. I mean, I went in and looked for something last week, and it was $13 a yard, and it was a cotton. It was a printed cotton. Now, obviously, when it's on sale, you know, I got it like 60% off, so it wasn't quite, you know, I never would have paid the other price for it. But it got me to thinking about clothing. And you know, I'm a dying breed. Hardly anybody sews anymore. And it's cheaper, honestly, in the most part, unless you have the pattern and the fabric and you want something of a particular style or something. It's cheaper to buy it for the most part. But if there isn't, if clothing gets expensive and there aren't fabric stores, then you're going to be like before where you just wore your stuff out. Now, there's certain things, Vince, like you probably go through being on the farm. I'm sure you go through work boots and socks and T-shirts and jeans and maybe in the winter, you know, coveralls or something, gloves. That is essential for you. So that was something that just hit me, and I do feel bad, but I think you're absolutely right. You know, they let these people walk out with goods. We had a woman in our area witness men walk out with almost $2,000 worth of merchandise from a Hobby Lobby. She waited in the car. She got a description. She got the license number. And when she went in, the manager was standing at the door, obviously saw everything. And he said, I would love to do something, but I can't. Like, my hands are tied. They can't stop them. They're letting people steal. So that's going to force all the products to go up. We're all going to pay more, or we're going to have to be buying online. It just incenses me, Vince, that we let this happen. I'm so angry about it.
And I have that the same anger about Sears and other companies, too, because Sears Roebuck and Company was just a fabulous, fabulous store. And it wasn't because they had a lot of things specifically. What made it a fabulous store is they had excellent buyers. And the buyers would have, they would test the products. They would make sure that Sears had three qualities. They called it good, better, and best. And I don't think they quite advertised it as such per se. But, you know, good would be the lower of the priced. If you were buying a washing machine, they had, let's say, a good one. Then they had a better one. It was kind of a middle grade. Then they had the best, which was, you know, their finest. And they had buyers who would make sure that these got tested in Sears laboratories, if you will, or in their testing centers. They'd make sure they were durable. They'd make sure they worked. They made sure they had the parts for them. They made sure that a customer who bought one would not necessarily take advantage of the satisfaction guaranteed or your money back warranty, which was above the door of the store. So it would say satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, and the entrances to the Sears stores. So everybody knew if you bought it and it didn't work right, you could bring it back no matter what, no matter when. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And they were mismanaged. They were mismanaged by a new breed of morons that destroyed the store. They had more sales, more customers, more items for sale than anybody else. And they blew it with the stupidity of their modern management in the 70s. So, what's to replace that? Can you go into a store today, any store, and have satisfaction guaranteed or your money back? That means if you put a pair of leather gloves in a washing machine, which one customer did back in 1970, I was there, and she brought it back and said, these shrunk. Ladies' dress gloves, put them in a washing machine, and they gave her a new pair. She was an idiot. But she didn't mind bringing them back, and Sears gave her a new pair.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, we're talking about the cost of things. Kathy, I did some arithmetic during the break. And I believe you mentioned that it was around $68 to have six people go to lunch at Chick-fil-A. Is that right?
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, so let's say a family of six decides to go on an adventure, and they really like Chick-fil-A. And they're going to be gone for 2 days. So breakfast at Chick-fil-A, lunch at Chick-fil-A, dinner at Chick-fil-A, and then tomorrow, same thing. The bill at Chick-fil-A is going to be $408 for 2 days. Okay, let's just put an exclamation point on that. So there's this news report. Y'all rich, y'all are millionaires. No, I'm not kidding. So the average American household we'll call it savings in their home values and retirement savings is now over $1 million. So the average American household has reached millionaire status. Not necessarily because you all worked really hard, but because inflation is so great that it drove up in numbers what your wherewithal is now, which is in 2022, it hit at like a million. They're almost 1,100,000. Okay? So that's up 23% from 2019. 23%. So another way of looking at that is, for sure, pretty much everything's gone up 23% in a couple of years. For sure. But other things have gone up more than that. So while you're all patting yourselves on the back, realizing that you've reached millionaire status as the average, if you're average, according to the numbers I'm looking at, actually you're losing ground because everything's costing more. And that house that is worth, let's say, $800,000 now, people are going to have a real tough time buying it from you. So you can be delighted looking at the numbers, but keeping it's getting tougher, and selling it's even tougher than that. Just wanted to point that out. Inflation's out of control. Absolutely out of control. We said here at USA Preparedness that you would experience hyperinflation really soon, and for sure that's what's happening. It really is. Things are getting harder to get. They're less durable. And I was talking to a guy who is a technician at Generac. And he said his customers are telling him that the older units, like, you know, 20-year-old units, whole house generators, are really better built, more durable. His customers are telling him that. And he's right. Because I've worked on them. He's right. Kathy, here's something that it's a little suggestion. If you're building a house, or let's say you're installing a sink, you know, base cabinet with a sink, let's say a powder room or a bathroom or a kitchen sink, you know, you don't have to put the pipes in the center of the base cabinet. You don't have to do that. You can put them off to the side. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine opening your the base cabinet under your sink and not having the pipes in the center of that base cabinet? Now, almost every base cabinet that I've ever seen has the plumbing, the drain pipes, the supply line, hot and cold, water, in the middle. Why is that? I don't know. Ours are not like that. Because when I put our cabinets in, I said, why would I put the pipes in the middle? Why not put them off to one side and in the back so that I can put stuff in the cabinet? You know, like detergent and things like that. Kathy, any comments?
Oh, great idea, Vince. I mean, because if it's in the middle, you can't put like a shelving unit, or if you want to put stack things, like if you have like a two-tier shelf or something off to the side, you have to like kind of squeeze it around the middle thing, and you really lose a lot of valuable storage space.
Yeah. Yeah. And it takes me a long time to do things. I put in a powder room sink on the first floor when we were building our house. And I looked at the sink, and I got a cut out of the shape of the sink. And I said, what if I move the sink? Why would I put it in the center of the Wilson Art plastic countertop? Why would I put it in the center? Most people are right-handed. So if we're going to put the soap dispenser on the right side, I think I need to move the sink to the left a little bit. And so I played around with this cardboard cutout and figured out exactly where I was going to put the sink in. So if someone comes into our house and says, who the heck put that sink in? It's not in the center. It's because I did it that way. I think most people are right-handed. But I have a feeling that many plumbers don't do that. They just put the sink in the middle because that's where the last guy put it, right? So, class, you can think about these things. You can make decisions on your own. Kathy, thank you so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge with the class and teaching today. I know you have a lot of students who just love what you have to say. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you, Ben.
Any last comments in the last 10 seconds?
Well, Vince, I would say to please do an inventory and clean everything out and stock up the best you can.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.